Welcome to My Orgasmic Life podcast, a show that where we talk about sex, love, relationships, and kink. And of course, my favorite part, I share with you my very graphic, very juicy, and always entertaining orgasmic life. I'm Gaia Morissette, your hostess, and your holistic sexual wellness specialist, your trauma healer, your BDSM expert, and of course, your pro dominatrix. The show was inspired to inspire you to support your orgasmic living. Remember, always check the content warning before you listen and make sure you're listening where no one else can hear it, because you never, ever know what I'm going to say, because I always come with an explicit graphic content warning. Now, strap in and enjoy the show. Hello, my wonderful audience. Okay, first of all, this is wholesome. All right, wholesome. This is the wholesome part of my life. So I want to introduce you to Utterly Ridiculous Farms, and I want to tell you all about the farm, and then next week's episode will be like all the adventures that I've been having on the farm with so many and cuteness and love. And originally, I've talked about, if you listen to some of my other episodes, I talked about starting a new podcast called Dogs, Goats, Monkeys, and More. However, my life is just too busy to start a whole new podcast. So this part of my life, we're going to name it Wholesome Part of My Life, is just as important as everything else I talk about on My Orgasmic Life. Okay? So I want to introduce you to Utterly the Ridiculous Farms. And I did an interview with the owner a while ago when I was going to do the other podcast. And I will, I'll ask her if I can air it here. Okay, so Utterly Ridiculous Farms is the most, one of my favorite places on the planet. So there's some really exciting things that they do. They started in opening up the farm. It's a functioning farm. They opened up the farm in 2020 because they used to have a dairy goat farm and making ice cream. And during COVID, people were like, hey, can we go? Everybody's tired of being inside. They're like, hey, can we come visit your goats? And so then they made the transition from that to what Utterly Ridiculous is currently, which is very much an experiential understanding animals and having this interaction with them in a brand new way. Unlike the traditional sort of petting zoos where the animals aren't really taken care of and they're, everybody's like, manhandling them and grabbing at them, and the animals themselves are very exhausted and there's no education and no one, so they started this amazing, starting with experiences. And so right now, currently this will be aired in June, we pre-record. So this will be aired in June. And so currently as of now, I'm going to list all the really awesome experiences that you can have at the farm. So the first one that made me fall in love with the farm in the first place was goat recess. It's the best. You're out in a field of like 30 to 50 goats, and they're frolicking, and you're frolicking with them, and you get to feed them, and they hang out with you. And if you don't want them, if you want a really rambunctious experience, you have the food and the shaker. If you want more of a zen, kind of just chill, the snuggly goats, then you make sure you don't have any food with you. And the staff that do the guided experience share all sorts of knowledge and wisdom and education about the animals, the specific animals and their names and who's friends with who and who's mom and who's grandma, and as well as any information about goats. And so you can either have an, and this goes for all of the experiences. You can either just like really drop in and be with the animals, or you can be engaging with lots of information, asking lots of questions and education. So it's like education with entertainment with just pure cuddle cuteness. Which is pretty much all of the experiences. Those are the combos of each experience. So we have goat recess, and then we have baby goat cuddles. That's right. You get to cuddle and watch baby goats, like baby, baby, baby goats. And there's nothing more than an embodiment of pure joy and frolickingness. All right. Then there are Highland cow. There's a Highland cow experience. You can be private or, part of a group, and you get to meet all the different. There's micro, minis, calves, babies, full-grown Highland cows. You get to learn all about the cows. You get to engage with them, feed them, groom them, pet them. It's again, if you've never seen a Highland cow, they are the beautiful, fluffy, gorgeous runway model of the cow world. Then there is the alpacas, and the alpacas. There's all sorts. There's a different groups, different. Types of experiences with the alpacas. There's the having a picnic with the alpacas, taking alpacas for walks, building nesting balls, and with alpacas. So those are the three top alpaca experiences. And then there is the donkeys. Oh my God, the donkeys. They're awesome. They're complicated. Donkeys are like one of the animals that are most misunderstood still. And, when you say donkeys, immediately they're like, oh, stubborn and an ass and all these things. It's not so much that. It's just, donkeys are very complex, very emotionally sensitive creatures, and have really complicated relationship dynamics with people, with each other. They're very fascinating. I love the donkeys. All right. So you can have like donkey experience where you're grooming and hanging out with the donkeys and feeding the donkeys, taking the donkeys for walks. Then they've just introduced a new experience called Picnics with Donkeys, where you get to have a donkey experience, and you get to have a picnic while the donkeys are hanging out in you're hanging out in the paddock with them. So that's going on. So I think those. Oh, and A Taste of Farm Life, where you get to go and meet all the different animals, including the chickens, which are amazing. I'm training them to come when they're called. Chickens are really, really fascinating little creatures. Anyways, so yeah, so The Taste of Farm Life, where you get to learn, and it's like a deep dive into learning about farming, agriculture, getting to focus on not just one animal knowledge, because you get to meet all the animals and how they all interplay in a farm. And it's if you're really curious about agriculture and what's going on and how, what works and what doesn't work, that's a really great intro to that experience. So that's the experience. And so, but recently in the last couple weeks, oh, sorry, I forgot about goat yoga. Can't forget about goat yoga. Goat yoga is amazing. goats are made for yoga. It's like it's their calling. Especially there's certain goats that are just they need to climb. They need to be on top of you. They need it. It's part of their joy and their soul's mission in life. So to have goat yoga as an option for those goats, it's like they're living their best life. So, yes. And you can see it when the babies pop out, you know, like, oh, that's going to be a yoga goat. Within a day, you're like, oh, that's going to be a yoga goat. And then the farm has recently opened up. They built an amazing tower. It's the only one in the world. It's a goat tower that you got to come check out. It's beautiful art, kind of, you know, a blend of this murals and art with you know, functionality and space for the goats to explore. It's amazing. So anyways, so now we have general admission. And the farm has general admission, and part of general admission is you come and you can go on a tour, like your self-guided tour of the farm. There's a trail, there's a map, there's clues to find. It's a great way to get out for the day if you've been like you've been driving past the signs for utterly ridiculous, and you're like, okay, we gotta go check that out. This is a great way to like introduce yourself to the farm and what's going on in the farm, and see, meet the staff and feel the vibe, right? So, you know, it's an amazing place because all the staff are like friendly and kind and loving, and you know, all pa you're passionate about what we're doing and about the animals, and you know, have great stories to tell you about, you know, their personalities and the characters and the shenanigans that they get up to. So yeah, definitely. And I volunteer. So you're like, well, what's your role at the farm? So my role at the farm is that I volunteer once a week, sometimes twice a week. And I also, you know, do a lot of my own well-being and happiness and joy comes from, you know, once a week having my cuddles with the goats. You know, I have the goats are my spirit animal. I have become part goat. Hardcore. Like, I get them, they get me, and I'm going to tell you all about that in our next episode. You know, the other episodes about, you know, my adventures with specific goats. But yes, you know, a quick funny story. Another volunteer. So the babies, when they pop out, when they're little, you know, days old, they're really tiny, and so they can get through the bars of their pens. And they, you know, there's ones who just love to escape. No matter what you do, they find a way. They're escape artists. And so they're constantly escaping. So, you know, I'm walking through you know, the barn where all the babies are, and, you know, to go do other things. And as I, you know, every time I would walk in there, like all the babies would be out of their pens. And another volunteer was in there and, you know, just cleaning up the barn, getting ready for helping to get ready for an experience, a goat cuddle experience, baby goat cuddler experience. And I walk in there, I'm like, babies, get back in your pen. I'm like, let's go. Come on. And all of a sudden, which is rare because goats do whatever they feel like it, but all of a sudden, all the babies like listen to me. They all pop back into their proper pens. And the other volunteer's like, what is your secret? I'm like, I'm more goat than I am human. They recognize that I'm a fellow one of them. Right? So. If you really, other thing I would recommend, the farm is so great because it pulls you out of your head and it takes you into an opportunity to be outside, to be engaging, to be present. It's great for, they do all sorts of corporate retreats and train. And oh, and there's also some glamping that they offer there too. There's just so much amazing stuff going on. That, if you're feeling kind of down, go to the farm. Go visit the farm. I promise you will not regret it. You will not. All the people I've seen come through, everybody, most, well, everybody I've talked to, anyways, they're just like, I love this place. I love this place. This place is amazing. They can't, there's lots of times I see people come in and they're all like frowny, 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 like, life stuff's going on in their life and it's hard. And by the time they leave the farm, they're like, their eyes are all like perked up and they're smiling and they're laughing. And they're just like, I'm like, how was it? They're like, that was amazing. So, if you're looking for a good pick-me-upper, it's great for family bonding. It's great for friendship time. It's just amazing. So go visit Utterly Ridiculous Farms. If you're listening to me anywhere else in the world, come for a visit. It's in Ontario. It's in Oxford County, Waterloo Region County. Kind of they overlap. It's just south of New Hamburg. And yeah. It's worth it. It's worth the drive. It's worth the experience. And I will put the link to the farm in the show notes so that you can go check it out and come visit for the day, come have some experiences, come camping, come check it out. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, I hope today's episode inspired you, encouraged you, and of course, made you feel tingly inside. I just want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate the time that you spend and how I really deeply appreciate you listening. I do it for you guys, the audience, and I love and adore you guys. So, quick loving reminder, I am not available for naked pictures, getting married, having sex, or having anybody's babies. And when you want to spend more time with me in a professional capacity as your coach, your teacher, your educator, your facilitator, you can reach me at GaiaMorissette.com. That's the gateway to all things Gaia. Now, if you're like, oh, I really wonder what's in the extended version. I also lovingly invite you to follow me on Instagram, which the handle is My Orgasmic Life Podcast, where you can leave feedback and comments. Also, come join me on Facebook at My Orgasmic Life Podcast Facebook group. And I really want to hear from you. I want to know how this show affected you. What did you learn? Was it inspirational? Did you agree? Do you disagree? I want to know, because I'm a little bit of a voyeur, so I want to know what, how am I affecting you? So please, please, please come leave some comments. Now, if you're like, but I don't want everybody to know what I'm thinking, which is okay. Sometimes we need privacy and we need to be anonymous. So you would like that option? We have that. Okay, listeners, until next time, may your life be filled with sexy exploration and orgasmic pleasure. Mwah. Bye-bye.